In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with Volume 24, April 4th, 1928. So Jesus begins, and again, it's important to understand why we are alive today. God's got plans, and he has predestined us to live at this time. This is astonishing. We are alive at this time because God wants us to be alive at this time. He wants us to work with him to accomplish what he has planned from the beginning of time. And at the beginning of time, he knew we would be living in these last times. As Pope St. John Paul II said, we are now in the final days of the final days. He says, Paul said this 2,000 years ago, these are the end times. Now we're at the end of the end of times. And we know that Our Lady said to Bruno, in 1947, an approved apparition in the church, Our Lady of Revelation, she says to Bruno, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of this era. So this is what Jesus says. To prove this, this is what Jesus says to Louisa. So that after about 2,000 years of cure, what is the cure? Our sacraments and sacramentals. We have been redeemed by Jesus, Christ crucified, and Mary at the cross with Jesus. With Jesus, co-redeemer, with the Redeemer. After 2,000 years of the Catholic Church being born from his side, born from Jesus, it is just and decorous for us, triune God, for man, that he no longer be sick. So after this 2,000 years of the sacraments and the sacramentals, okay, the sacraments and sacramentals of the Holy Catholic Church, why did God give us the sacraments and sacramentals? To bring about a cure. That's what God is waiting for. Okay, now he says, after 2,000 years, God wants mankind to no longer be sick. He's going to bring about the miracle of miracles. Every person that was healed 100 years ago is dead. Jesus says that was a band-aid that he put on the human. But now that humanity is going to be healed spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. This is what the divine will is all about. When people ask me, what is the divine will? I say it's to heal mankind, to restore mankind back to what God wanted for Adam before the fall. Jesus has redeemed us. Our Lady co-redeemed with him. This abundant life of the new Adam and the new Eve is now going to be given to the church through Louisa, the newborn, the firstborn of the divine will. So after 2,000 years of this medicine, now Jesus says, now you won't be sick. A new era is coming. How can this be? Scripture says it. No more sadness, no more sorrow, no more sickness. And what's the next thing? No more death. What is coming to the earth? It's the new heavens and the new earth. What did Pope St. John Paul said? Get ready for the third millennium. The third millennium, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. That's what's coming. A new era is here for those who want it. So he's asking us to begin to live this abundant life. What does that mean? No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more doubts. Why? To enter into this life of no more worry, no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more death. This is a glorious time to be alive. This is why Jesus says, live the fiat, the yes to God. Yes, I want what you want for mankind or for humanity. I want to enter into this abundant life that you, Lord, want for us. This is what's so great. So he says, God wants humanity to be no longer sick. God wants humanity to be healthy again, so as to re-enter into the kingdom of the divine will. See, that's where Adam was. Adam lived in this kingdom, this Eden, this paradise, where everything is still living. Everything in the Garden of Eden is still alive. Nothing died in the garden. Adam was cast out. Eve was cast out. Why? Because there was another tree in the garden, the tree of life. And if Adam had eaten of that tree, we would live like this forever. So right now, this body has to die. Good. Can you imagine what we would be looking like if we didn't die and we're 6,000 years old? If we would be a puddle of goo, that would be pretty good. What God has planned is for us to be like him, image and likeness. So he's saying to us, do you see what I'm giving to mankind? This is the gift of gifts. This is the prodigy of prodigies. Louisa possesses everything that Jesus and Mary possess except one thing. That's the resurrection. That's the resurrection. Wait till you see what God's got planned. Everyone will be Catholic. Everyone will possess the universal life of the new Adam, Jesus, the new Eve, Mary. What's coming is so magnificent. And the evil one is very upset. He knows he has lost. He knows God's going to win. But his pride makes him continue to fight. But he is lost. He lost on Calvary. And now he's losing even completely. He will be gone. When the kingdom of God comes on earth as it is in heaven, when that happens, the one who has been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. What will happen? No more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more death. Well, that's at the end of the world. No, it's not. It's the end of time. Mary said to Bruno, she said that my children belong in eternity. That's where they belong, in eternity. She says that the evil one and his children will always be trapped in time and space and never enter to the beatific vision where the children of Mary will be. Where does that come from? I will put enmity between you, Lucifer, and your children and the woman and her children. There's two groups. Which group are we part of? Which group do we want? So Jesus says this. This is why I gave you the book of heaven. This is why the knowledges about the divine will were needed. The promises that he gave to Louisa, the truths that he gave to Louisa, that these knowledges that he manifested to Louisa so that our creative power, which speaks, which creates, it speaks and it communicates. It speaks and it transforms. It speaks and it wins. It might speak and make new horizons, new suns rise for as many knowledges, many promises, many truths that Jesus has manifested in the book of heaven in such a way as to form so many sweet enchantments that amaze the creature. The creature will be conquered. The creature will be invested by this divine light of my most holy divine will. That's why we read. Why? Every time you read, every page is filled with promises. Every page is filled with truths. Every page is filled with these manifestations of the knowledges that God wants us to possess. God speaks. He is the Word of God. He speaks to us. He speaks to our minds, our hearts, and our souls to get us ready to breathe in this abundant life. That's why the book of heaven is so amazing. Jesus says, if this becomes your food, if you begin to hear with your minds, your mind, your heart, your soul, hear Jesus speak to you as you read, he says, everything changes. He says, what does he say? Listen to what he says. He says he speaks with this creative divine power and creates. He speaks. He communicates. He speaks. He transforms. He speaks. God wins. He speaks and makes new heavens, new earth, new sun arise for every truth that we possess. It's not just reading a book. Oh, I read it. I'm done. No, you begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. That's what God's waiting for. He's waiting for us to begin to live this abundant life. How glorious is this? And he's giving it to us. He didn't give it to the saints. Jesus wants us to enter into this abundant life. The saints taught us how to do the will of God. Now Jesus is teaching us through Louisa how to live in the will of God. The sweet enchantment. The creature will be conquered by God, invested by the divine light of my most holy divine will, Jesus says. He says, in fact, nothing else is needed for the kingdom to come on earth, but that the two wills kissing each other, one dissolve it in the other. We are that drop of water that the priest puts into the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. That drop of water dissolves into the wine and becomes wine. May we share in the divinity of Christ. He says, my divine will, giving, he breathes into us, giving, and the human will receiving, and then giving back to God what is God's. This is a glorious time to be alive. Glorious. And all that the Lord is asking is, can you give your fiat to what God wants? Read, study, put this into practice. Every word that Jesus speaks to us, he says, is a divine life. We can't be the same anymore when Jesus speaks to us. He speaks to us now who want this abundant life. It's different than when he spoke to the apostles. Remember, he spoke to the disciples with parables, but to his apostles, his disciples, he spoke clearly. He's speaking to us clearly. We're understanding clearly as we read, as we study, as we put this into practice. Glorious things are right around the corner. And our God is looking at us and he says, I predestine you to live at this time, to give you the gift of gifts, the prodigy of prodigies. This gift that I gave to Louisa is yours if you want it. You want it 30%, 60%, 100%. What do you want? Basically, how much do you want to read and put this into practice? How much is the book of heaven for your heart, your mind, your soul? Are you beginning to learn this abundant life of the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary? That's what God is asking. So he looks at us and he asks us, how much do you want this? It's yours. Hopefully we will read and study and put this into practice the way God wants us to, that he says you must begin to live. So let us pray. We present all our petitions before our Heavenly Father in full confidence. We pray that through the blood that fell upon the wood of this cross, we may leave our human will and enter into the divine will to be healed divinely. We pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.